that we can hear your voice speaking to us this morning in Jesus' name. Amen. Praise the Lord. As you can see from the slide behind me, this is a particular scripture that I'd like to speak about this morning. It's from Hebrews chapter 11, verse 6. And it says this, "And it is impossible to please God without faith. Anyone who wants to come to Him must believe that God exists and that He rewards those who sincerely seek Him." As you can see from particular verse, there are three words that are in bold, and there are three words that I want you to remember this morning, so that when you leave this place, that you remember the word faith, and you remember the word want, and you remember the word must. And for those of you that have read Hebrews chapter 11, that particular chapter is all about faith. It's all about faith. And it is a chapter that documents a variety of people from the Bible who had faith. And you'll notice there from this morning's heading, I'm reading from the version New Living Translation, and the heading is Great Examples of Faith. But if you're reading a Bible that is a different version to the one that I am reading, you'll read a different heading. And some of the other headings of that particular chapter say, Great Examples of Faith, The Triumphs of Faith, or By Faith We Understand. And that particular chapter is all about people who have faith and were walking with God through their faith and had great triumph in their lives because of their faith. And so it's all about faith. It's all about faith. And I remember years ago, a friend of mine saying that he used to think of that particular chapter as, you've heard of the Hall of Fame, haven't you? Well, he used to think of it as the Hall of Faith. And what he meant by that was, you know, in Hollywood, they have the Hall of Fame. Down in Hollywood, they have a street where movie stars have a star on the ground with their name because they have made some sort of contribution to the movie industry. And if you've been recognized in the movie industry in Hollywood, there is a place called the Hall of Fame and you'll have a star with your name on it. And this particular chapter in Hebrews chapter 11 is like the Hall of Faith, because it's all about people who have been commended for their faith. And if you read it, you will read about people like Moses and Abraham and David and Joseph and Noah and all of these characters of the Bible who have walked with God by faith and have known triumph and challenge in their faith. And so we could see it in that light. The Hall of Faith. The fourth sentence says this, and it is impossible to please God without faith. Impossible. If something is impossible, that means it can't be done. If something is impossible, it means that it can't be done unless you have what you need. And so therefore, if you have faith, it's possible to please God. It's possible to put a smile upon His face. But if you don't have faith, it's impossible to please God. I was thinking about the impossibilities. Imagine you had a Ferrari. A nice big red Ferrari. I don't know if you'd like a Ferrari, but just walk with me now. Pretend that you had a Ferrari in your drive, and it had lovely alloy wheels, and it had lovely red paintwork, and it had lovely brown leather interior. Are you getting the picture? A Ferrari in your driveway. But if that Ferrari had no fuel, you'd be driving nowhere, because you need fuel to drive your Ferrari. And so if you had a Ferrari with no fuel, you're driving nowhere. That Ferrari would just sit on the ground and rust until such a time you got some fuel. Or think about a pigeon. I don't know if you like pigeons, but when I was young and I lived in Dublin, in the inner city, There were some lads in there that lived in the flats, and they used to have pigeon lofts. And they would collect pigeons, and they would go snaring pigeons, and they would race their pigeons. I don't know if you have any pigeons yourselves, but there are some people who collect pigeons. And I have seen a pigeon with one leg. And a pigeon with one leg can still fly. Did you know that? He will hop around from place to place, but he can still fly. But a pigeon with only one wing, well, he can't fly. He's flying nowhere because a pigeon or a bird needs two wings to fly. And so it is with faith. If you have faith, your faith will drive you in your relationship with God on the journey of faith. If you have faith, it'll cause you to take flight like a bird that will soar in the skies. And so we can soar in worship if you have faith. You gotta have faith. If you want to walk with God, if you want to enjoy God, if you want to come to Him and walk with Him and know Him, you're going to have faith. It's all about faith. And it says this, it's impossible to please God. Please God. Do you want to please God? Does anybody want to please God? Do you want to please yourself? Sometimes people please other people. But do you want to please God? And it just kind of teaches us that God can be pleased. And what does that look like? If God is pleased, what does that look like? I think it looks like the same as when you're pleased. Have you ever been pleased? I suppose when somebody is pleased, they have a smile on their face. And so it is with God. When He's pleased, He has a smile on His face. But it doesn't end there. No, because when somebody is pleased, not only do they have a smile on their face, but they also have joy in their hearts. And so it is with God, that when God is pleased, He has a smile on His face and He has joy in His heart. But it doesn't end there either. You see, somebody that's pleased has a smile on their face, they have joy in their heart, and they may have a spring in their step. When they're walking, they have a spring in their step because they're pleased, they're happy, they're enjoying life, and so it is with God. When God is pleased, He has a smile on His face, He has joy in His heart, and He has a spring in His step because He's walking, He's enjoying life with you. But it doesn't end there. You see, somebody that is pleased will have a smile on their face, they'll have joy in their hearts, they'll have a spring in their step, and they may also have a song on their lips. Have you ever been pleased and you're enjoying the day? You've got a smile on your face, you've got joy in your heart, you've got a spring in your step, and you've got a song on your lips because you're pleased. You're enjoying life, and so it is with God. God can be pleased by you. You have the ability, you have the power to please God by walking in faith. And as you walk with faith with Him, He will have a smile on His face, He'll have joy in His heart, He'll have a spring in His step, and He'll have a song on His lips. And that song is a song of rejoicing over your life, because God likes to rejoice over you. He sings songs of freedom, songs of deliverance, songs over you. Have you ever seen a loving parent and they have a little toddler and they're in their crib and the parent will sing a sweet lullaby over the infant's life? And so it is with God. He does the same for you as a loving parent sings over their precious little one that is lying in the cot. God sings over you because He's pleased, because He's got joy in His heart, He's got a song on His lips. You can please God, and it takes faith. As you walk with Him, as you believe in Him, as you entrust your life to Him, and as you believe for the things of God in your life, all of those things bring a smile to His face. You can trust God and you can walk with Him. And so the first word that I want you to remember is the word faith. That it takes faith to walk with God and to enjoy Him and to bring the smile to His face. And as he smiles over you and he smiles at you, because that's the God that you serve. The next word that I want you to look at is the word want. Second verse says this, or the second sentence. Anyone who wants to come to him must believe that God exists and that he rewards those who sincerely seek him. Wants. Do you know the life of a preacher is very strange? You see, the life of a preacher involves words. If you've ever done any sort of preaching, you'll know this. Because a preacher uses lots of words, and they're always interested in different words, the different definition of words, the different angles of words. It's all about words. I remember reading a quote many years ago about the famous preacher and evangelist Billy Graham. And seemingly he said these things. He said, the average vocabulary of a man or a woman is 500 words. But the average vocabulary of a preacher is 1,500 words. And so often, those who sit in the congregation don't understand what the preacher is saying because there's this confusion. And he says, that's why I fight to keep it simple. And if any of you have ever heard some of the messages of Billy Graham, they're very direct, but they're simple in the sense that you can grasp them straight away. The word want is a simple word. Like, we've all used that word. Ever since we've been small and grown up, whether we're teenagers or adults, we all use the word want. And we all know what the word want means, don't we? Even young toddlers, they know what they want. I got myself a puppy recently. He knows what he wants. He wants to be played with. He wants attention. But often when we grow up as adults, sometimes we ask ourselves the question, what do I want? Jesus once asked that question to a blind beggar, a homeless man. His name was Bartimaeus, and Jesus says to him, what do you want me to do for you? What do you want? It's good for you to know what you want. Do you know what you want? And I found myself, as I normally do, looking at that word want. And I found myself looking up the dictionary. And I'm going to share with you two definitions of the word want. And you probably already know this, but I'm going to tell you anyway. Right, the first definition in the dictionary of the word want is, it means desire. And that makes sense, doesn't it? Because if you want something, you desire it. Because if you desire something, a desire is in your heart. And so you look at something and you say, I want that. You see something in somebody's life and you think, yeah, I want that, what they have. I desire it. When we want something, we desire it. And do you want to know the second definition of the word want? Sure, I'm going to tell you anyway, even if you didn't want to know. The second one is the word want means to be lacking. That means you're in need. If you're lacking something, you're in need. No wonder that's why you want it. You want what you don't have because you recognize that you need it. That makes sense, doesn't it? When we want something, we may recognize, I don't have that, but I want it, I have a desire for it, and so therefore, I hope to get the very thing that I desire, the very thing that I want. Ah, we may want different things. Do I want the blue car? Do I want the red car? Do I want tea? Do I want coffee? Do I want green grapes, or do I want black grapes? Do I want to wear a shirt or a t-shirt? There's lots of different things in our lives that we want. Do you know what you want? But this particular verse says that anyone who wants to come to him, anyone who wants God, are those who have a desire for God, are those who recognize in their own lives, I need him, and so therefore I want him, and so therefore I'm going to go towards him because I want him. And so we come to the one who loves us and he receives us. But we want him because we realize we need him. Is there something that you need? Is there something that you want? If it is, then you bring it to the one who loves you. You bring it to the one who watches over your life. You say, I want God and I want all that He has for me, for I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans for a future. Plans to prosper you. Plans not to harm you. God has a plan for each person's life. Do you want it? Because God says you can have it. But you have to come to me to receive it. Do you want what I have for you? And if you want, then you all you have to do is make that step towards Him. And so the second word is want. First word is faith. The second word is want. Anyone who wants to come to Him must believe that God exists. And then the third word is must. Must. I'm not going to go into the definitions of must. But one of the things that you realise in life is that there are some things that are a must and then other things are a maybe. Have you realised that? Have you ever thought about that? That there are things in life that are a must, that they are essential. Yes, I've got to do that. I've got to have that because it's a must. But then there are other things which are really only a maybe. Maybe I'll go to work tomorrow. Or maybe I'll have some milk on my cereal. Or maybe I'll put some fuel in the car. Or maybe I'll see a pigeon with one wing one day. Some things are maybes. Some things are maybes, but there are some things that are musts. And in faith and in the life of faith, that this particular scripture talks about, that there is a must. For anyone that wants to come to God, there is one must. And the one must is, you've got to believe. To believe in Him. To believe in the existence of God. To believe in the reality of God. You've got to believe. It's a must. As I was thinking about these things, I was thinking about a particular song. That it's a worship song. And many of you will know it. But it puts believing in God and believing in Jesus as the words of this song. And it says this: I believe in Jesus. I believe He is the Son of God. I believe He died and rose again. I believe He paid for us all. I believe that He's here now, standing in our midst, here with the power to heal now and the grace to forgive. I believe in You, Lord. I believe You are the Son of God. I believe You died and rose again. I believe You paid for us all. And so there you have it. That is the belief that we hold to. That is the belief that we believe in. That we believe in God, our loving, graceful Heavenly Father. We also believe in the one that He sent, His Son. His name is Jesus Christ. That He was a real person. That He lived a real life. And that He walked by faith. And He did a variety of different things. And yet He lived and He died. But He rose again. And that's the faith that we place within Jesus. Do you believe in God? Do you believe in Jesus? Do you believe that He is the one that died for you? And that by believing in Him, you have everlasting life. And so three words this morning. Three simple little words. Not those words to be continued. No, three other words. Faith, want, must. Faith, want, must. That doesn't even make sense as a sentence. Faith, want, must. Oh no, switch it around. Must, want, faith. And so this morning, is that you? Is that your heart this morning? That you're here this morning, you're saying, I want faith. I want faith. I want the things of God in my life. I want You, Lord. I have a desire for You, Lord. I'm coming to You, Lord, because I recognize that I need You, Lord. And so this is what God offers you. He offers you Himself. He is your great reward. He is the one that takes your life and makes it new. He is the one that takes you from wherever you are and places you on a rock. And so therefore you can have a new song in your life. And so this morning, as we bring these things to a close, I'm going to ask, will you accept the Lord Jesus into your heart? Will you come to God by faith and bring whatever is in your heart to Him and give it to Him and say, Lord, I give myself to You. I give You all that I am. I give You my life. And so this morning, it's all about faith. It's all about you coming to the Lord by faith. And that as you come to Him, He comes to you and He gives you Himself. He gives you His Spirit. He fills you, He loves you, and He rejoices over your life. And so this morning, will you come to the Lord by faith? Will you bring your needs and your wants to Him? Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. Let us bring these things to God in prayer. Dear graceful and loving Heavenly Father, this is the desire of our hearts, that we come to You by faith. Lord, we know that You love us. We know that You are the one that smiles and